time. Yeah. So don't forget, when you come, sir, you will need £200.
200.
Or 100 for the other.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
And some identification.
Mm.
Have you got some card of identification?
Yeah, no card, sorry.
Driving license?
No.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll take tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the version.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What are you about today, really? There's, first, you remember right at the beginning, you told us, in the first interview, you told me how you had gone to work in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
In Jordan.
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story again, making it like a story? Okay? Because I want to see how your English has got better since then, because I think your English is a lot better than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I want to have the same, talk about the same thing, okay?
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah? So can you tell me what, when you went there and what you did?
June 27th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 77. Mm-hmm. I go to the Kabul, Afghanistan, mm-hmm. from Delhi, New Delhi,
yeah.
to Kabulistan, right? Kabulistan, I stay nearly 5-6 months,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
No work there.
Right.
I'm sitting in the hotel.
Very nice.
Right. No money in my pocket.
Yeah.
Right. After I left, I asked my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My brother sit in India, Chandigarh, right?
Mm-hmm.
I asked my brother, I want money. I go every anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how much you want?
Mm-hmm.
I said, 7,800 rupees Indian,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
He gave the money by post, mm-hmm. right? When I take money, I go to the Turkey,
mm-hmm.
from Kabul to Turkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
By air.
Yeah. By air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By air. Kabul, I stayed, I think it's one day, one night, right?
In
Turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
After I catch the coach,
mm-hmm.
from Turkey to Antakya.
Yes.
Two day, two night service, long time, you know, by bus, by
yeah.
road.
Was it very, what time of year was it? Was it summer or winter?
Summer. Oh. No, not too summer, you know. Middle, you know.
Yeah, but no winter.
Nah.
No.
When I go to Antakya, right?
Mm.
I stop there 2 days.
Mm.
I think, yeah, 2 days. After I catch a car, you know.
Yeah.
To Syria.
A car to Syria?
Yeah, from Antakya to Syria.
Uh-huh. What, with a car with other people?
Yeah, Arabic people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you all pay together, yes.
Yes.
It's quite common there.
Yeah. Next day I coming to Syria, right?
Yeah.
Syria I stay 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
15 days stay in Syria.
Which town, do you know?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, okay. Yeah.
I think so. Abdul, you know, Basti, something, yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
right? After I go to the Lebanon, from Syria to Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
I stay Lebanon 4-5 hours, right? Come back in Syria.
Yeah. Why did you stay so short?
Where?
In the Lebanon.
Too much fighting there. Somebody told me you go from there.
Yeah, very
short. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I come back to Syria, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think 10-11 days sitting. I stay there.
Mm-hmm.
After coming the Jordan, to mm-hmm. from the Syria to Jordan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 2 years I work in there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Jordan.
In which town were you in Jordan?
Amman.
You're in Amman.
Yeah. Amman, Abdali, Mahatta, Salt. Four or five towns I work there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I work in the house, you know,
mm-hmm.
labors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Builders. As what, sorry, you worked in the house as...
Builders, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As builders?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how did you manage with the language?
Urbi.
Was
Urbi? I speak some bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Were there any Indian people there to help you?
Yeah. Not too much people in Jordan.
No.
No, in India. Indian too much people.
So you just had to learn Arabic?
You know, two, three Arabic men, you know, that he speak Hindi something, you know.
Uh-huh.
He stayed before in India.
Mm, mm,
mm. You know.
So you had someone to talk to?
Yeah.
And tell me about Kabul. What was it like there? Did you learn any Afghanistani there? In Kabul?
Kabul.
Mm.
Yeah, Kabul, too much people in Indian stay there.
Uh-huh.
Too much, yeah.
And what was it like as a place?
Pardon?
Kabul, what is it like as a town? Is it nice or?
Oh, rubbish, you know.
Yeah?
Not
why?
Good, yeah.
Why?
Dirty people there, bloody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You mean, are the Afghanistanis dirty or the Indians living there dirty?
No, Afghanistani. Mm.
Afghanistanis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what do they mainly, what jobs have they got there?
No, houses good, Afghanistanis, no.
Mm.
No houses good.
Mm.
No, trojans, no anything,
mm-hmm.
nothing's anything good.
All very primitive.
Yeah.
Mm.
English people stay there. Mm. It's
mm-hmm.
good, you know.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And you stayed in a hotel then?
Yeah, I stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Was it an Indian hotel or Afghanistani hotel?
Afghanistani hotel.
Afghanistani hotel.
Yeah.
And why did you go to Kabul in the first place?
Why did you go?
Yeah.
Why
did you choose Kabul? Did somebody tell you there was work
there? Yeah. My agent said, you go to the Kabul.
Mm-hmm. Who said?
I go to the Iran first, right? Iran.
I didn't know that, yeah.
You know, my agent.
Your agent?
Agent.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Malkeet, you go to the Kabul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming after 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting for me in the Kabul, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for him for 5-6 months. He's not coming.
What's this agent? How do you get to know him in New Delhi?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it family friend now?
No, family friend now.
Yeah. And what about Iran?
I didn't go to Iran.
You didn't go to Iran?
I didn't go.
Oh, I see. So I thought you said you went to Iran.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to Iran?
Yeah, I went before, gone.
Ah.
When we go, stop the visa, you know.
Stop the?
Visa.
The war?
Yeah, no entry to the Iran.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I changed my mind.
Visa.
I got. Yeah,
so, do you understand? When they stopped, what? Sorry.
मतलब जब मैं गया ना तो नूरान जाना सीखा.
Visa
बंद करता था इतना लड़ाई हो पी
जो
उन्हें.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Visa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some sort of trouble and fighting inside Iran, so they didn't give him visa.
Yeah.
Well, the revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go there.
No.
Changed my mind, you know.
Very sensible.
Yeah.
Your agent was right on that. And when you got back to New Delhi then, did you go to see the agent and make problems?
When you come back from Jordan?
Yeah.
No.
No. When you come back from Jordan, you went back to your village?
Pardon?
After Jordan then?
Yeah, after Jordan.
You went to your village? To your family? In India? Don't translate.
I don't understand.
Jordan to Jordan.
No, don't translate.
Sorry.
This is again English. After Jordan.
After Jordan, yeah.
You went back to India.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to stay with your family in the village?
Yeah, I stayed in my family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Nearly 3 years.
Uh-huh. And then after...
2.5 years, yeah.
And then after that you got married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And whose idea was it that you should go and find work in Kabul or somewhere?
Who said what?
Yeah, who had the idea of sending you to Kabul or to an agent? You say you had an agent?
Yeah. My brother said, my brother's friend, his friend, my agent, you know.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Always very difficult.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Good. Right, and the other thing I wanted to ask you, in the first interview, you told us about working in the shoes factory.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me again a little bit about that, what you did and what was your job there, and how you found the job? I didn't understand any of that the first time. I think now your English is good enough.
When we coming here, right, to England, I ask my friend somebody, you know, I want job anyway.
Mm-hmm.
My friend's friend work Hengeworth shoes factory, that Indian factory, you know.
Yep.
My friend tell me, if you want job, right, Hengeworth shoes factory, you start.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, I work there, right. I work the hand was 4-5-6 months, right?
Mm-hmm. What was your job in the factory?
What?
Were you a press operator or?
A shoes factory, yeah, press operator. Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not too big press, you know, yeah. Smally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it easy work?
Not easy, too dangerous, you know.
Why?
You know shoes, his backside fitting this side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fix. Any time crossing the, cutting the finger, you know.
Oh.
You know, very look after the press, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pay a lot of attention to it.
Yeah.
Good. And just coming up to date then, how are things at work now? How are things at your work now?
No, it's all right.
Is it? Yeah,
yeah, it's all right. Before Christmas, right? Short work, 3 days in a week, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right now.
Back full day, 5 days?
Yeah, 5 days full.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And any overtime or what?
Yes, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And have they made any people redundant at the factory or not?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's good.
It's good now.
And the order book's looking good again?
Yeah.
How's the orders going?
Yeah.
Good. What job are you doing at the moment?
Press operator now.
Mm-hmm.
Same press before, you know.
Which one is that?
Automatic, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I make the hinges, door hinges.
You make door hinges, yeah.
Yeah. Clutch pedal.
Uh-huh.
Brake pedal.
They're quite big, aren't they?
Yeah, big truck, lorries, brake pedal. Yeah.
They're made on the press or they're made out of castings?
No, it is press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Press, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Fine. So I think the last thing we want to do really is to talk a bit about the project, isn't it? So you understand the question now, anyway?
Yeah, he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When are you coming here, right?
Mm.
I'm thinking I want to, you know, I married before, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I stay in that separate me and my wife, right? And the baby, and you know, I buy a new house.
This is India.
No, here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I thinking like this, I working very hard, pick up money too much, I give them my parents in India, my father, you know, my brother, right? I give them money, my dad, you know.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, I thinking before, the same thinking now.
What did you say before, you and your wife, you mean you wanted to buy a house separate for you and your wife?
Before, not me, my thinking like this. Yeah. So I stay separate, not my thinking, my wife thinking, you know. I thinking this, you know, I say I'm sitting, live with my brother.
Yeah.
Right.
But your wife wants to live separate.
Yeah.
I see, so she's happy you're going to Gladstone Street.
She, yeah.
Yeah. But you like to live with your brother?
Yeah, I like my brother, live with my brother. Yeah.
So now... now you think this will go on? You will stay in Gladstone Street, your brother stay in Windsor?
Yeah, he's happy, my brother happy, you know.
Is he? Yeah,
he said, all right, leave us, we'll stay there.
Yeah. But you're not so happy.
Yeah. Everybody happy now.
You happy too?
Yes, I'm happy.
Fine.
I live with my brother in the, in Windsor, right?
Yeah.
I told my brother, right?
Yeah.
Look, he's now, last year, right? You know. Too much working in factory, you know.
Yes.
I say my brother, right? Listen, I don't know what time we start morning.
Yeah.
What time finish the night, right?
Yeah.
If I stay there, then sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I can't work too long time in factory, right?
No.
When we go in the shop, in the fish and chips, I saw the work in the perfect factory.
Mm-hmm.
After I work in the shop, fish and chips, close the 1 o'clock shop, no rest.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, I understand, you know.
Yeah.
I buy other new house anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brother say, you can have it my house, that 15 less, you see.
Fine.
I say, all right.
Yeah. So he's living in the new house, in Windsbury?
Yeah, he's living there.
Mm-hmm.
3 bedrooms upstairs.
Yeah.
Big sitting room backside and the back the shop, right?
Yeah.
It's very big property in that.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or bigger than the Cobden Street.
Yeah. Not bigger than the Cobden Street.
Same size.
Yeah, nearly.
It's a big house, isn't it?
Which one?
Cobden Street.
Oh, it's very big.
Yes, because it goes right back.
Yeah. Very big, 4 bedrooms upstairs.
Yes,
too big.
Yeah. Fine. And now, 2 years ago, right, you were just starting in England. Now you're much, much more established, and you think you and your wife will stay in England now?
Yeah.
You won't go back to India?
No.
And bring the children up here?
Yeah,
and so when you